reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered you, for the laborer deserves his pay. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what's set before you, cure the sick in it, and say, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. We see in today's gospel what Jesus did with the 72. He trained them to be preachers of his word, to cure demons, to be like him, to be living, breathing, walking, speaking icons of the gospel. A real trust in God, hence no money bag, no sack, no sandals, no second tunic, but also of God's love and peace. What the Lord himself did in training people to carry out the mission of the church with fidelity, he turned to those same people he trained and said, "Follow me, imitate me, do what I'm doing." And in today's feast, and in the reading from St. Paul's letter to St. Timothy, we see that St. Paul was doing that his entire time. Wasn't merely enough for St. Paul to be faithful to the Lord who had met him on the road to Damascus. But as he was going about preaching, he knew that for there to be any chance for the church he was establishing in each of those places to grow, he needed to train real leaders. Today we celebrate two of his spiritual sons, whom St. Paul identified and gave the fullness of his heart to train them so that they might, well after St. Paul was incapable of doing it himself and had been called back to the Lord, continue to pass on that faith well. "I remind you to stir into a flame the gift of God you have received," he wrote to St. Timothy. That St. Paul was the one who lit Timothy on fire with the light of Christ. St. Paul reminded Timothy that he had the duty of love to stir that into a flame so that it literally became a bonfire. For each of us, we must always be looking at those whom we can train in the faith to live out the faith with real heroism and sanctity. It is one of the most important things for the future of the church. But it's also one of the most important things for us to see whether we really treasure the faith as much as it ought to be treasured, whether we're good disciples. Because when we recognize that we have found the pearl of great price, we want to pass that on. We want to share it. We want to make others receive it in such a way that they see it as a pearl of great price worth sharing with others. So we come to Mass this morning. Let's just pause for a second and say, who are my Timothy and Titus? Who are my Matthew, my Peter, my Andrew, John, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Simon, and Jude? Who, they might not be fully prepared yet, but who do I have in mind as the people to whom I want to make sure I've passed on the full treasure of the faith and continue to encourage them to fan into a flame that gift that they've received, not through the impositions of our hands in sacred orders, but through our words, through our example, through ultimately our way of life. The Lord always puts others in our way, but a lot of the times we can easily pass the buck. When kids move out of the home, okay, they're on their own now, I don't have the same type of influence. Maybe, maybe not. But we always need to be looking for others if they might be impervious, to whom we can pass on this treasure so that the church might continue to grow and so that we might be Christians for real, having received our training, passing it on. Because it is through passing it on that the Lord stirs into a flame what we ourselves have already received. Do not be ashamed of our testimony, do not be ashamed of your testimony to the Lord, St. Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, don't be a chicken. God didn't give us a spirit of cowardice. Don't be ashamed that I'm a prisoner for the gospel. But then he describes the greatest family heirloom he passed on. But bear your share of hardship for the gospel with that strength that comes from God. Do your own part. Carry the cross God has given you with the strength that comes from God. By doing this, not only will the church in the next generation be strong, or with God's help, stronger, but we ourselves might live in the heroic way St. Paul himself lays out for us.